Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to another episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're cutting through the noise and getting down to some real talk about all the mindsets. We're talking about being in it to win it. And I'm not talking about a sports gain or a prize. I'm talking about your life, your goals, your dreams. This is about deciding right here, right now, that you are not just participating, you are committing to victory. Let's get into it. Let's face it, we've all been there before. You start a new project, a new workout routine, a new habit, and the first week is great. You're motivated, you're excited, but then that initial sparkle is just wears off. The real work begins, and you have a choice. Do you give up or do you double down? That's the difference between being in it and being in it to win it, baby. The mindset, it's all about being in it to win it. And it's a declaration. It's a moment you decide that quitting is no longer an option. This is the raw part. It's not about being perfect. It's about being persistent. It's about showing up on the days you don't feel like it, you're not in the mood. It's about pushing through the boring, the repetitive, unglamorous work because you know it's a stepping stone to your goal. So think about the person who wants to write a book, the in it person, writes a few chapters, gets stuck, and they just simply move on it. But the in it to win it person gets stuck, feel the frustration, but still sits down at the keyboard the next day and the next and the next and the next. The win isn't just about finishing the book. The win is the act of showing up day after day when you have writer's block and you're just not feeling it, but you keep showing up. That's the real victory. Now, there's a few things that I want to break down. Let's talk some more about this. Let's unpack this. How do you actually put this mindset into action? So, three simple things to get you going in it to win it. The first thing you must have is clarity. You cannot win a game you haven't defined. What does winning look like for you? Think about that. Everyone's win is not the same. So you can't win if you don't know or have clarity on what winning looks like for you. Don't just say, I want to be happy. No, get specific. I want to start a side business that makes me an extra $500 a month, for an example. I want to feel strong and confident enough to run a 5K marathon. Get so crystal clear in your goals that you can taste it, that you can feel it. This clarity is your roadmap. So step number two, consistency. This is the boring, unsexy secret to success. That's right. We're talking consistency, baby. It's the small daily actions that compound over time. It's not about one massive push. It's about a million small ones. So in it to win it means you're not a sprinter. You're not taking off fast. You're a marathon runner. You're showing up. You're putting in the reps. You're building the habits. And the biggest step of them all is resilience. Resilience. That's the realest part when you fail, because you will fail in life. You will mess up. You will miss a day at the gym. You will write a terrible chapter if you're a writer for a book. Or you may face setbacks at work. The difference is how you respond. The in it to win it, that person doesn't see failure as the end of the road. Failure is a learning opportunity for you to do better and get better and step your game up. They see it as data point of information. They learn from it. They brush themselves off and they get back in the game. Resilience is the armor that keeps you moving forward. When the world tries to knock you down, you have to be resilient and you have to be ready. You have to be ready to bounce back and stand up and get back on your feet no matter what. That's the true win. The win isn't just reaching the finish line. The win is the person you become while you're fighting for it. That level of confidence, that discipline, that resilience, that consistency. You're already in the game, which is called life. Now it's time to decide that you're not just playing. You're in it. And you're in it to win it. So keep in mind, you're going to face struggles, you're going to face setbacks, you're going to face trials, you're going to face tribulations. But the question is, are you in it to win it? When things get tough, are you going to stand still? Are you going to stand your ground? Are you going to be committed? Even when you don't feel like it, will you be in it to win it? Will you keep going? Will you be resilient? Are you in it to win it? That's what I'm talking about. If you don't get anything from this episode and this podcast today, I want you to know that you have to be in it to win it. When you're on that bumpy road and things get shaky and things get rocky, you gotta be grounded. You gotta be committed. Committed to seeing your goals and seeing it through no matter what. You gotta be in it to win it. Life itself is not a half-hearted endeavor. To truly succeed, whether it's in your career, your relationships, your purpose, or your personal growth, you can't just dip your toe in the water. You have to take a dive in it. You have to be committed, focused, and willing to give your all. That is what it means to truly be in it to win it. Too often, people approach their dreams casually. They're so casual. They say they want success, but when challenges arise, they back down. They wish for change, but they aren't willing to do the work. You know, some people hope for breakthroughs. They hope for miracles, but they're quick to quit when the road gets tough. The truth is, winning in life doesn't come to those who treat it like a game of chance. It comes to those who show up with that level of determination, commitment, consistency, and resilience. So you have to focus on that mindset, being disciplined, and also having the heart and tenacity of someone who refuses to quit and back down. How to stay focused when distractions come your way, how to push through setbacks, and how to embrace the grind that leads to greatness. Being in it to win it. Let me just clarify one thing. It's not about perfection. It's all about persistence. It's about choosing every day to rise, to show up, and keep moving forward no matter how hard things become. It's about living with purpose, fighting for your future, and refusing to settle for less than what you deserve and what you're capable of achieving. So you have to have that realistic conversation with yourself as you start your journey to work towards your goals and things you want out of life. I challenge you today to look at your own life and ask yourself this one question. Am I playing it to participate, or am I playing it to win? Are you in it to win it? Because once you make up your mind and once you decide that you're fully in it to win it, nothing can stop you. You are unstoppable. You become everything you were meant to be. You become dangerous in the midst of pursuing all that you desire, because your heart, your mind, you're in it, you're focused, you're dedicated, and you're definitely going to succeed because you're not just going through the motions. You're actually in it. You feel it. It's attainable, and you're not giving up, and you're not backing down, and you're not quitting when things give up. That's what it means to be in it to win it. So are you in it to win it? Ask yourself that. Reflect on that. Let that be something to seek in deeply with you today. In order to win anything, in order to get to that finish line, you have to be committed. Commitment matters. So to be in it to win it, you have to be committed. Committed in life, love, and success. There is a huge difference between just showing up and showing out, going through the motions and doing everything in your power to make things work. So choosing to go all in is a choice. That's the difference between playing it safe and truly being in it to winning. So you have to define and understand why you're doing it. What's your purpose? What's your vision? And that will fuel the commitment and the passion and the persistence on what you're trying to accomplish. Whenever you want something, you have to always remember your why. Why are you doing this? What is your purpose for succeeding? Why are you in it? Because that's going to motivate you when things get tough. That's going to motivate you to keep going and not throw in the towel and give up, versus when things get challenging and you don't have that clarity and you can't feel it and believe it on why you're really doing something. You're definitely going to give up. So clarify what your purpose is and what your vision is so that you can have that fuel to fuel your fire, to drive you to being persistent and committed to just being positive and working through things to accomplishing your goal. It's all in your mindset, how you're viewing things. Know that consistency beats talent alone. Someone could be incredibly talented, you know, everything just goes so well for them all the time, but are they consistent? Hard work beats talent alone any day. So you have to be disciplined to win it. These are your daily habits that create that long-term success. What you do every day has an impact on your future, and it allows you to build that resilience through routine and consistency. And also that mindset, choosing to be focused over distraction, mastering your time and energy. Now, some people struggle with this. That's okay. That's okay. You have to master your time management, and where you're applying your energy. You can't be all over the place and leaning into distractions. You have to master your time and energy, where you're placing that. Saying no to what doesn't serve the mission on what you're trying to accomplish. And you have to understand how to be laser sharp and disciplined and focused when those distractions come your way. You have to keep your eyes on the prize. And in order to keep your eyes on the prize, you have to know why you're doing it, why you're showing up, why you're committed. And that has to be strong. That has to be strong enough for you to understand your sacrifice. What is the trade-off for winning? What are you willing to sacrifice to win? What are you willing to let go for the greater goals? And finding strength in delayed gratification. We live in a microwave society where everyone wants everything right now. We want it right now. But you have to have that discipline and understand sacrifice and how to find strength and delayed gratification when you're not getting what you want right away. Don't give up. Find that strength to still stay motivated and keep pushing through. Rise through adversity. Failure is the number one teacher. It's not our enemy. There are so many people that beat the odds and they refuse to settle and let their circumstances define and dictate what their future would be. There's a rhythm to this. There's a rhythm to being consistent. There's a rhythm to being motivated and not letting anything get in your way. And that's called grit. Grit is that fuel that keeps you moving. Grit is what keeps you going when things get tough. You gotta be gritty, baby. Reframing your obstacles as opportunities. You know, that situation that happened to me, that's so unfortunate. Fortunate, but you know what? It's made me a better person. I'm stronger. I'm wiser. I'm a better person because I didn't break. I didn't fold. I'm an overcomer. So sometimes we have to speak those things. We have to understand the lesson in failure and use that as an opportunity to teach you how to be better. Because guess what? Nothing and no one is perfect. So sometimes in life,
we will fail. Sometimes in life, we will fall down, but you have to get up. You have to get up and you have to rededicate, recommit, and tell yourself you got this and be resilient and be committed and be in it to win it and keep pressing forward. Surround yourself with the right people, the right atmosphere, mentorship, accountability, collaborations to just be there as buffers to help keep that dream alive when you feel discouraged, you know, so that you can keep going. It's great to have that internal motivation, but also having an environment of positive, supportive people that are there in your corner to back you up, to tell you, you know what, you got this. Keep going when things get tough. Also, it's all about winning without losing yourself, keeping that level of integrity. Know that victory is really all in your mindset, all in your habits, and all in you being committed and dedicated wholeheartedly to seeing things through. And that's how you live a life of legacy and victory and leaving your mark, because you didn't just show up, you showed out. Winning isn't just about luck in life. It's about commitment. It's about the decision to show up every day with determination, grit, dedication, no matter what your circumstances are, no matter what goes your way. It's about believing in your vision so strongly that quitting is never an option. Let me say that again for the people in the back. It's about believing in your vision so strongly that quitting is never an option. So that right there is what it truly means to be in it to win it. It's all about your mindset that shapes your destiny and how disciplined you are to really do the work to build resilience and, you know, persevere through setbacks and use those as stepping stones. You know, it's all about your level of determination, showing up when you don't feel like it. You know, that's the true formula for success. It doesn't come to those who dabble into something and give up easily. It comes to those who dig deep, stay the course, and refuse to give up when the road gets hard. The truth is, life will test you. There will be obstacles, disappointments, and moments when you feel like throwing in that towel and quitting. But winners understand something so critical, that the struggle is a part of the story. And every challenge that you go through, that is preparing you, that is shaping you, that is refining you, and strengthening you for victory that lies ahead. So let this be your fuel to commit fully, to push past fear and play with heart, play with commitment. The victory belongs to those who go all in, who's in it to win it. So let this be your declaration. I am in it to win it. I am in it for the long haul. I am in it with everything I have. And because I refuse to settle, I will not only reach my goals, I will inspire others to rise and win with me. The game of life is not playing halfway. It's about stepping onto the field, giving it your all, and watching the world open up for you. You were born to win. Now it's time for you to claim it. So let me ask you, are you in it to win it? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real World Relevant. Remember, the race is not given to the swift or strong. Victory belongs to those who keep moving. So ask yourself this question, are you in it to win it? When things get tough and when things don't go your way, are you going to keep moving, keep going, don't give up, and see things through? I'll see you next time, you beautiful souls, on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast. Bye.